Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the Voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Agriculture Report and Science in the News, coming up after As It Is.
Hello and welcome to As It Is. We are here every day to help you learn and improve your American English. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today, we will hear about naked people in China. But it is not what you think. Then, we will hear some exciting news from a computer maker who has done something that is hard to believe. Are you ready? Here is part one. China is continuing an anti-corruption effort by targeting officials who have family members and property outside the country. People in China are asking how many officials have moved money out of the country and how likely it is that they will be caught. A local official in the southern Chinese city of Shenzhen resigned her position after reports said her husband had moved to the United States. It caused people to start talking about what are called naked officials in China. That is the name people give to government officials who stay in China but send their spouses or children to live in another country. Some people believe this gives the officials a place to send money that they have stolen from the government without being discovered by anti-corruption investigators. The Shenzhen official is named Liu Tan. She admitted her husband had moved to the United States in the 1980s. Chinese media says this alone is proof that she is a naked official. But she says she is, in her words, just a normal wife and mother. Zhu Jiangnan is an assistant professor of politics at the University of Hong Kong. She says many Chinese officials send their family members to other countries. She says it would be very difficult for the Chinese government to tell its workers not to do that. But she says people wonder how the family members are able to support themselves outside of China.
The problem is how do their family members support their life overseas? Do they have their own regular jobs and they are financially independent of the officials working in China? But if it shows a lot of their financial support comes from the officials still remains in China, and this will naturally put a lot of doubt about where do they get this large amount of money.
Recently, the Ministry of Public Security announced that more than 150 former Chinese officials live in the United States alone. Many of them are suspected of stealing government money in China. Professor Zhu believes the number of officials caught or suspected of being naked is a small percentage of the number who are guilty. And she says even the government does not know how many of its officials are naked.
Actually, the government requires all the officials to report the residential status of their family members to tell if their family members are staying in China or actually migrated to other countries. However, a lot of officials, they didn't report this information honestly. And it's really hard to verify if the information is true.
The Communist Party has put in place new rules urging officials with family members living in other countries to either bring them back to China or resign. And in recent months, anti-corruption investigators have been looking at local officials. Chinese media reported that by the end of last month, all local governments had completed an investigation of where officials and their families live. Some local governments said they had no naked officials, but most did not release the findings of their investigation. Only Guangdong Province reported problems. It said it had 2,190 naked officials, and it said it had already removed 866 of them. Because most local governments did not release the results of their investigation, many people are asking questions about how severe the problem is. The debate has also shown how little people in China know about the wealth of their local and national leaders. For many years, officials have been discussing a plan that would force government leaders to tell about their wealth. But the country still does not have a law that would require that information to be made public. In fact, the country's leaders have shown that they are not willing to discuss the problem with the public by detaining activists who had called for officials to tell about their wealth. Experts say if President Xi Jinping is serious about catching naked officials, it will be necessary for the public to have information about the wealth of their leaders. The American computer company, IBM, says it has done something that people have been trying to do for a long time. It has developed a microprocessor, a computer chip, that works much like the human brain. We asked Jonathan Evans to use his brain and voice to tell us more.
IBM calls the chip True North. It is the size of a postage stamp. The chip has 5.4 billion tiny parts that work like the human brain's neurons and synapses. Neurons and synapses are the cells and electric forces that carry messages to and from the brain. True North has 1 million neurons and 256 million synapses. The human brain has 100 billion neurons and up to 150 trillion synapses. IBM says it can program the new chip to understand difficult problems and then solve them as humans would. The company says the True North chip could be used as a brain for search and rescue robots. It can also be used for controlling new kinds of wheelchairs, or for recording conversations involving several people and then making a printed record of those conversations. True North is still being tested, but IBM says it could be available for public use in 2 to 3 years. The chip is just one example of machines becoming more and more like humans. This field of study is called artificial intelligence, or AI. Some experts believe computers will someday become more intelligent than humans. Researchers are trying to develop ways for humans and computers to work together more closely. Someday, humans and computers may be joined. The combination of a human and a computer is called a cyborg. Jonathan Mugen has written a book about the relationship between humans and computers called The Curiosity Cycle. He told VOA by email that it is time to prepare for a future where computers have more control over our lives. In his words, machines are technology, and technology expands as human knowledge expands. By contrast, human intelligence developed through evolution, which is a much slower process. Mr. Mugen believes that smarter computers are good for humans. He says intelligent machines can help humans solve many of our most difficult problems. But he says, once computers become broadly smarter than humans, it's hard to predict what will happen. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And that's all for this edition of As It Is. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Learning English is a part of the Voice of America.
The Agriculture Report is next, followed by Science in the News. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Agriculture Report. The slow food movement is growing in most of the Western world. The movement supports small, local farms. It works against huge farms led by international food and agriculture companies. But the slow food movement is not growing very fast in Africa. So a group called Slow Food International has named a Ugandan man to help grow it. Eddie Mukibi will work to help people in Africa create gardens and grow healthy food. But he does not have the support of government officials. Many of them believe large agricultural companies are the answer to Africa's food security problems. 10-year-old Solomon Walusimbi is working in his garden. It is next to a small wooden house in Makono, near Kampala. He is proud of his work.
This is my garden. I plant so many things like peas, carrots, and maize.
Solomon also grows cabbage, eggplants, and a rare kind of leek. His garden is more colorful than others because Solomon understands the importance of growing many different kinds of crops.
If you dig, this one will die and this one will continue growing. And you will continue eating and getting so many things.
Eddie Mukibi is working hard to teach that lesson to others in Uganda. Slow Food International wants him to help people create 10,000 gardens like Solomon's throughout Africa. Many of these gardens will be in schools. Mr. Mukibi says he hopes the garden will teach young people about the importance of slow food.
You find little children of 3 to 15 years having a lot of knowledge about the traditional crops, the local crops, the planting seasons and such kind of things. This is what we are achieving with the gardens. The gardens project is very important to reconnect young people like Solomon back to the land.
Mr. Mukibi was an agronomy student 7 years ago. He learned how to help farmers plant crops. But he discovered the crops being planted were sometimes not right for the farming environment in Uganda. He began to understand how important local foods were to food security. But he says local foods were quickly disappearing.
So these are products which are used to the African conditions, apart from being traditional. When we had a bad season and farmers predicted a bad season, they had a crop for that season. When they predicted an attack of butterflies and insects, they had a potato variety which was resistant to this pest, and everyone was encouraged to plant that. Today we have no choice.
But Mr. Mukibi is having a hard time persuading political leaders and scientists to support the slow food movement. They support big farms that can grow large crops and a lot of them. And that's the VOA Learning English Agriculture Report. I'm Katie Weaver.
From VOA Learning English, this is Science in the News. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm June Sims. Today, we will tell why exercise is so important. And we will tell about some popular ways to get in good shape.
Health experts have long noted the importance of physical activity. Exercise not only improves your appearance, it can also improve your health. Exercise helps to reduce the risk of some diseases. They include heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis, and even some kinds of cancer. America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. About 600,000 Americans die of heart disease every year. High blood pressure and high cholesterol levels in blood can increase your risk of heart disease. Medical experts say both can be reduced through normal exercise.
Physical activity is also known to increase the release of endorphins. These chemicals reduce feelings of pain. They also help people feel more happy and peaceful. There is some debate about exactly what causes the brain to release endorphins. Some experts believe it is the act of exercising itself. Others say it is the feeling one gets from having met an exercise goal. Either way, the two things work together when it comes to improving one's emotional health.
Exercise improves your energy levels by increasing the flow of blood to the heart and blood vessels. One of the main reasons people exercise is to control or reduce their weight. Physical activity burns calories, the energy stored in food. The more calories you burn, the easier it is to control or reduce your weight. So exactly how much exercise do you need to do to gain all of these great health effects? Experts say it is easier than you think. In 2008, the Centers for Disease Control released its first-ever physical activity guidelines for Americans. The report included suggestions for young people, adults, disabled persons, and those with long-term health problems. One of the major ideas noted in the report was that some activity is better than none. So, if you are not doing anything, now is the time to get started.
CDC officials define physical activity as anything that gets your body moving. And it says there are two separate but equally important kinds of physical activity. Aerobic or cardio exercise gets your heart rate going faster and increases your breathing. Some examples are activities like walking at an increased speed, dancing, swimming, or riding a bicycle. Muscle strengthening activities help build and strengthen muscle groups in the body. This kind of exercise includes lifting weights or doing sit-ups and push-ups.
To get the most from your exercise plan, experts say adults should get at least 2.5 hours of aerobic exercise each week. More intense activities reduce the suggested amount of time to 1 hour and 15 minutes. Some examples are playing basketball, swimming, and distance running. Earlier advice from the CDC said that people need to exercise at least 30 minutes each day for at least 5 days to get the health benefits of exercise. More recent research has suggested that those gains are the same whether you exercise for short periods over 5 days or longer sessions over 2 or 3 days. In addition, the newer suggestions say any exercise plan should include at least 2 days of muscle training. Each exercise period should be at least 10 minutes long. The total amount of activity should be spread over at least 2 days throughout the week. Most importantly, experts say people should choose physical activities that they find fun. This helps to guarantee that they stay with the program.
So, what are some of the most popular forms of exercise in the United States? Walking tops the list. A 2012 report from the CDC found that more than 145 million Americans now include walking to stay physically fit. For many people, it is considered the easiest way to get exercise. It does not require a health club membership. Walking is safe, and it is said to be as valuable for one's health as more intense forms of exercise like jogging. Walking is also said to be less damaging to the knees and feet. This makes it a better choice of exercise for older adults.
Another popular form of exercise is jogging, or running at a slow to medium speed. USA Track and Field Hall of Famer Bill Bowerman was credited with bringing jogging to the United States in the 1970s. He did so after witnessing the popularity of the activity himself during a trip to New Zealand in the 1960s. He started the first running club in America and wrote a book about jogging for fitness. Bill Bowerman also helped establish Nike, the tennis shoe company. Jogging provides great physical conditioning for the heart and lungs, and it increases the flow of blood and oxygen in the body. All of these things combined help to improve heart activity, lower blood pressure and cholesterol levels, and reduce bone and muscle loss. Running is also a good way to lose weight. People burn an average of 160 calories a kilometer while running.
The Census Bureau says swimming was the fourth most popular sports activity in the United States in 2009, after walking, exercising with equipment, and camping. Swimming is said to be one of the best ways to exercise. Nearly all of the major muscle groups are put to work. Swimming also presents less risk of muscle and joint injury because of the body's weightlessness in water. This makes it a great choice of exercise for people with special needs, like pregnant women, older adults, and persons who are overweight. Some people have questioned whether swimming burns as many calories as other forms of exercise, but one thing is sure: the effects on your health are just as great. Water aerobics is another popular form of exercise. This can be anything from walking or running against the resistance of water to doing jumping jacks in the water.
Azimba. Hit my jammy.
Dancing can also be a fun way to exercise. This is especially true for those who see exercise as a necessary evil, something they should do, not something they want to do. A dance fitness program called Zumba has grown in popularity in recent years. Zumba is said to be one of the fastest growing group programs in the physical fitness industry today. Alberto Beto Perez created Zumba in his native Colombia in the 1990s. His dance fitness program is based on salsa, merengue, and other forms of Latin American music. Mr. Perez brought the program to the United States in 2001. Since then, it has spread around the world. The Zumba website says its classes are now offered in 140,000 gyms, fitness studios, and dance clubs around the world. That is up from about 2,000 locations in 2006. The website also says that 14 million people now attend Zumba classes in 151 countries.
Whatever kind of exercise you choose, experts agree that you should start small and work your way up. Start by exercising 10 minutes a day, 2 times a week. After a few weeks, increase your time to 15 or 20 minutes and increase the number of days. Next, aim to increase the intensity of your workout. If you have been walking, try walking faster, or take turns between walking and jogging. And try not to forget those muscle-strengthening exercises. The more time you spend exercising, the more health benefits you get. Health experts advise people who have been physically inactive to have a complete physical exam before beginning a new exercise program. If one of the goals of your exercise program is to lose weight, you will also need to change how and what you eat. Next week, we will look at the influence of diet on your weight loss efforts.
This Science in the News was written and produced by June Sims. I'm Bob Doty.
And I'm June Sims. Join us next week for more news about science on The Voice of America.